Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Light, Forgotten Crypt. This file will allow you to explore a deep underground complex of catacombs. Most people enjoy exploring, especially strange places that are otherwise devoid of life, places of silence and rest. And imagine your surprise when walking somewhere you find an old building. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And imagine, covered by growth, moss, leaves, bushes, almost hidden from sight, a smallish stone building that is just asking to be explored. I wonder what you'd notice first. The strange stonework? How, rather than the orange and red that you might be used to, it is all pale and gray. Maybe you'd notice some of the decorations. How the edges of the building are worn but still contain some shape that was previously quite elaborate. How the door itself appears to be a slab of stone as well. And yet, if you were to lean against it, it opens relatively easily. All it takes is a moment of intention, and somehow this place welcomes you in. The inside is quite opposite of the outside. Not a single plant to be seen, just plain, well-kept stonework. No decorations here either, just a set of stairs leading down. And I wonder if you could imagine yourself slowly going down, deeper and deeper, into whatever mysterious corridor await. Thankfully, nowadays, almost all of us have something with us that can easily emit light for hours on end. And all it takes is a few taps switch on the light, allowing you to go even deeper into the dark. One of the things that some people would notice as they walk down here is a lack of any kind of life. No spiders, no plants. But if you think about it, it makes sense. There are no flies here, therefore no spiders. No spiders means no webs. All there is the stone. Beautifully made, smooth and well put together. Each block resting on the next, each step carefully created to lead you down safely. It's hard to keep track of how deep you are going underground. However, at some point, you finally arrive at the first corridor. Immediately you notice that on both sides, both walls have all kinds of decorations. Maybe a family crest or something else. It is difficult to determine and maybe even hard to tell with the minimal light you have. The stonework is quite nice, and the air down here is a bit dusty, but dry, quiet, untouched for many, many years. Going by the outside, at least tens, maybe much, much more. And a quick look around immediately tells you that this place is big. Your footsteps, the first sound here in who knows how long, barely return to you. They fade into an infinite distance, it seems. A soft, unspoken darkness that yields to the light that you bring. It is simply asking to be explored some more. As you continue deeper into the crypt, you read little shards of history, names and relationships, even some deeds and occupations. At the same time, the more you try to focus on the words, the easier they slip away from you. It's almost as if you're allowed to dream about them, but not remember. As you head deeper, inevitably the corridor splits. You have to choose left or right, and who knows what impact your choice will have. As soon as you've made your choice, you begin to notice something else. Here and there are statues, life-sized, some sitting, some standing, even some laying down. the ones standing look like they are guarding, protecting. Their expression one of kind concern. The ones sitting look more like they are thinking, maybe even considering something. And the place still leads deeper. Your eyes can continue to dart on the various shards of information. Some letters more faded than others, some even in a language that looks old. Another split. And a while later, another. No matter what way you turn, it always feels as if there's more. Even though the distances are difficult to keep track of, you are certain that if you were to continue to turn this way, you should end up where you started. If only you had an easy way to tell. There is no color down here but what you brought with you. The stone is all white and gray, and sometimes the hint of old flowers having brought here are nothing more than faded stalks in black. There's so much more here, so much more calling to you. Nobody must have been here for so long, and you're the first to discover this. It must have been forgotten by so many. The craftsmanship alone. Deeper and deeper you get into this, the more you are exploring the corridors of the crypt, the more you are noticing echoes. Sometimes it's almost like you hear a conversation, words. And if you were to turn another corridor, you would be able to see them. But they're never there. Other times, in the distance, you imagine, you think, shapes, people standing there, clothing that is definitely not of this age. Movements. Are they echoes of the past? You even hear the soft sound of a child giggling and running, but it's far away. Too far to grasp. You're becoming tired. You've been walking in here for what feels like hours. And every step is becoming heavier, more difficult. And then you notice that there's a place to sit. It's opposite of a small shrine dedicated to someone. The name has long since faded from the stone, but the chair still looks like it would be a nice place to rest, even if for a moment. So tired. As soon as you sit down, the weariness drags you down. You can feel your body getting so tired that your eyes are almost shut before you even realize, and you begin to dream. So much information has been going into your mind. Ideas and concepts of the past statues. In your dreams, as you're sleeping, you imagine yourself walking through these catacombs, talking to people that are here, that either lived here or lost someone here. All kinds of curiosities, ages, cultures. And it's difficult to determine where they are all from. Every single corner you walk, it feels like a different era. How old is this place? There's something itching in the back of your mind. Part of you knows that if you don't wake up, if you don't move from your place, you might get stuck here. Part of you is beginning to realize that not everyone who is here was carried here. Some of the statues may be there voluntarily, yet others, like yourself, may have just found their way into this place by accident. Did you ever check if the door closed behind you at the entrance? Will you be able to escape? Can you imagine yourself attempting to rise groggily from that chair, trying to fight the drowsy sensation of being pulled down deeper, attempting to resist the such sweet, relaxing feeling of letting it all just be? Feeling yourself pulled down and standing up, attempting to run through the corridors, in a trance, attempting to flee your fate. You still see echoes of the past much clearer now. You must have left the light behind, and yet you can see where you're going. But it's difficult to find your way. You don't remember every corner perfectly, and this place is a maze, unintentionally creating such a curious layout, corridors, moments of your mind trying to remember how you got there, attempting to recall the various statues that you saw. Are you recognizing the ones you are passing, or are they completely different, similar? Maybe. Part of you can feel the pressure, the need. It can feel the strange sensation of being trapped. Something inside of you is becoming more and more aware that the longer you stay in here, the more inevitable your stay becomes. Footsteps echo through the corridors, every step becoming heavier, every breath more drawn out. It would be so easy to just stop and let yourself sink to whatever pose is appropriate, but you cannot give up, not now. You have to keep going, you have to escape. Another turn and another. Is that stairs? No, it's simply strange slabs in the ground. Where is the exit? Where? And you keep on running, despite how tired it makes you, despite how you're whole body just wants to stop and let it all go, let it all happen. You need to keep going, you need to continue. It's so difficult to fight, it's so hard to resist. You can feel the whole place calling you. And part of your mind realizes that each and every one of the statues is another echo. But that cannot be. Are they reflections? Or are they the realizations of others before you? Are they copies or the original? You have to escape, you have to run, you have to fight. It will take everything you have. It's like being inside a bubble. If only you could get yourself through it. The corridors keep going, the corridors darken around you, they seem to constrict you. And is it your imagination or are the walls getting closer, closing in on you, pressing you down, keeping you trapped? When you look behind you, the path is no longer what it was, your footsteps no longer there. You are lost, forgotten. You only have one chance left. It'll be difficult. It'll keep wanting to pull you down. But there's an edge to this reality. There is a simple wall we can step through. Even if some of the sensations will be carried with you, you can escape. Maybe, possibly, but it'll take effort, it'll mean that you have to wake, open your eyes. Open your eyes and wake. You're safe. Probably. part of you may have been left behind? Is it the copy or the original? What part of you will have been forgotten? So wake and do your best to remember